welcome to Turn the Page, the official podcast of the Syosset Public Library.
Hello, everybody. This is Evelyn Hershkowitz, Reader Services Librarian from the Syosset Public Library. This is Turn the Page, and with us we have an author, Abby Waxman, and Abby and I have spoken in the past, and I looked it up, and we spoke in June of 2022, so almost 2 years ago, when her book Adult Assembly Required came out. So now I'm here to speak to her about Christy Comes Out of Her Shell, which is her newest book that comes out April 16th, 2024, and I've finished it, and I enjoyed it immensely. So I'm just going to tell you a little bit about Abby, and then we'll talk to her about her book. So Abby Waxman, the USA Today bestselling author, is a chocolate-loving, dog-loving woman who lives in Los Angeles and lies down as much as possible. She worked in advertising for many years, which is how she learned to write fiction. She has three daughters, three dogs, three cats, and one very patient ex-husband. So thank you so much for joining us, Abby.
My pleasure, always.
Okay, and Krista Comes Out of Her Shell. Yeah. Okay, my first question to you is, where did you come up with this crazy idea of Krista?
I don't know. She just popped into my head. I mean, I'm very interested by celebrity, not celebrities. Like, I don't care that much about celebrities individually, but I'm interested in the way celebrity creates this sort of false intimacy between us and the people that we follow or the people that we're interested in. Like, you feel like you know them, but you don't know them at all. And that interests me. I'm always interested in the difference between the inside and the outside of someone. I think that's where novels actually lie, is in that space between what you appear to be doing or appear to be thinking and what you're actually thinking or what you're actually saying to yourself on the inside. Celebrity is sort of that on steroids, right? Like, we only ever see the outsides. We never really find out the insides, but we're voraciously hungry for details, mm-hmm. right? Like, we really want to know, what are they really like? And we have like pages in magazines, like, they're just like us, you know, like celebrities shopping at the store, you know, celebrities, mm-hmm. but you never really know them. And so I was interested in writing about someone who didn't want to be a celebrity, but who became one just because of circumstance. And someone who was a celebrity who then chose to leave it, in the case of her father, who chose to walk away. So, and I decided to make them related to each other. And then I came up with this idea of someone coming back from the dead because it seemed both ridiculous and amusing.
Right. And what about, okay, why don't you tell us what the book is about, and then I'll ask my next question.
Okay. So the book is about Krista, who is a marine biologist. And when the book opens, she's living on an island in the middle of the Indian Ocean doing her research. She researches violet sea snails. Not violent sea snails. Those are very different. But violet sea snails. And she's sort of quietly living her life. And her father was a TV naturalist, another scientist, a sort of like a Bear Grylls or Crocodile Hunter, something like that, David Attenborough. And he had a TV show. And then he disappeared in a plane crash about 25 years before the book started, when Krista was very small. And so she doesn't really have a relationship with him or doesn't really have memories of him. And her older sisters do, and her mother, obviously. But for her, he's kind of a closed book anyway. And then at the beginning of the book, he suddenly reappears. And it turns out that he staged his death and has been hiding out for this whole time and has now decided to come back. And obviously the world just goes berserk, or at least America does, and wants to know all about it, and where has he been, and what has he been doing. And of course, so does his family. And so Krista is forced to come back to Los Angeles, to where her mom and sisters are, and try and deal with, you know, all the fallout that ensues. And in the course of it, becomes, you know, somewhat infamous herself and has to deal with that. So yeah.
And also there's a romance.
Yeah, there is a romance.
Very nice. A very lovely romance. I really liked him and her a lot.
I'm glad.
It was a good romance. So where did you come up with her being a marine biologist? Did you know anything about this? How much research did you have to do? Because there was a lot of information about it in there. Whether it was correct or not, I have no idea.
Well, I did a lot of
nothing about marine biology.
I did a lot of research, and I actually talked to some marine biologists and asked questions. And there is a scientist called Celia Churchill, who actually wrote sort of the seminal paper on violet sea snails. And I was able to track her down and talk to her about it, although she is not responsible for any errors that may have crept in. But and I'm very interested in natural science and animals in general. And so it was a pleasure, you know, to do the research. I often pick heroines who have activities that I'm just nosy about and interested in, so that there's an excuse to do as much research as possible.
And the island that she was on, is that real or is that made up?
It's a made up island, but it's basically based on Reunion, which is a French island near Madagascar. And a friend of mine lives there. And, you know, all the animals that I talk about and the things are all native to that island. So
have you been there?
No, I wish. It takes like 24 hours to get there because you have to fly to Paris first and then from Paris to Reunion, which is, you know, on the east coast of Africa.
It's
long, long, long way away. Much too long.
Absolutely. Wow. Okay. So you did have help with the research on that.
I did. And I just did a lot of it myself because I'm interested in that kind of thing, you know. And yeah.
So is Krista anything like you?
No. Krista's far more cranky than I am. And, you know, she sort of had a brush with celebrity in her teens. She sort of became famous for being a mess up and sort of like a Lindsay Lohan kind of that kind of story. And ended up feeling very exposed and very vulnerable in her mid-teens, which is a time of life when you already feel pretty exposed and vulnerable anyway, let alone now. And she sort of got destroyed a little bit in social media. And social media was not something I had to deal with as a teen because I'm older. So I find it fascinating that, you know, that there's so much power in social media. And so she has chosen to isolate herself away from everybody. And I'm not like that. I'm not such an isolationist, although I spend most of my time alone and I enjoy it.
Well, authors do. I mean, it's a very singular job. I mean, you're by yourself, just you and your computer. I mean,
yep, it is. And sometimes a cat or two, but that's about it.
Yeah. Okay, that's good. So this is your 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 book.
Sixth book, yeah.
Yeah, and as I said to you before we started, I have read 5 out of the 6. So I have to pick up Other People's Houses. That's the only one I haven't read yet. I've enjoyed every one of them immensely. You have a wonderful sense of humor.
Thank you.
I did laugh out loud a few times while reading this book. So I really enjoyed it. And the cover is adorable. I love the cover, the colors and the little crab on the bottom. I'm assuming that's a crab, right?
I think it is a crab indeed. Yep, that is a crab. Yep.
It's very cute. It's a beautiful book. And just any of us IASSET residents listening, it will be available on Overdrive in both print and ebook form and in audiobook form. So, and the audiobook was very good. I read and listen at the same time.
Nice.
And I enjoyed it. There was a woman that read the book, and then in the parts where you talked about media, where that was a male voice, which it was very good. It really was very, very enjoyable, I have to say. I really loved it. And the romance was great. The characters are all fabulous. There were some twists and turns.
Great. Good. Yes, we like a twist and a turn.
Yes. So that I was surprised. I didn't expect it. But I was happy it was there. I'm like, oh, that's what she's doing. I get it. Okay. So I really enjoyed it. You've got some pretty good reviews from the book too, I have to say.
Thank you.
Kirkus says,
so far so good, yeah.
Yeah, I have Kirkus review. I have a book page gave it a starred review, and it says Waxman displays her usual talent for creating main characters who are wry and great with a one-liner. Krista is endearingly antisocial, and it's satisfying to watch her come out of her shell as she accepts the chaos of her family and learns to make peace with the past. Now, comes out of her shell. Is that like a double entendre?
Yeah, exactly. It was just a play on words. Yeah.
Yes.
She does. Yeah.
Yes.
But I hope people like it. It's fun, you know, and lighthearted as all of my books are.
Yes, they are. It's definitely
not serious literature.
Right. Which we all need now. Come on. I mean, since the pandemic and everything else that's going on in this world, we need something like that. We need books that we don't have to take too seriously, that nothing really bad happens. It's all nice.
That's what I like to write about. Interesting people who aren't really super, super mean. I mean, we have a couple of mean characters in the book, but they aren't, you know, hideous human beings. They're just they're just flawed human beings.
Right.
And they get their comeuppance. So
That is the
they
truth.
always prevail.
That is true. So how long does it take you to write a book?
The first draft usually takes about 6 months, and then I spend another 4 to 6 months going back and forth with the editor, doing rewrites and edits, changing it sometimes quite a lot. So I'd say about a year in total.
Okay. And your last book came out a year ago, or?
I think no, I
Oh,
didn't have a
I
book out
spoke to you
last.
two almost 2 years ago with
I
Adult
didn't have a
Assembly
book out
Queen.
last year. During the pandemic, I missed a year.
Oh, okay. You're
We all
entitled.
kind of,
It's okay.
yeah, we all kind of missed missed a year.
We lost an entire year.
The whole of 2022 is kind of a blur.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I didn't have a book out last year, and then
Okay.
this one comes out on the 16th, and then I have my first mystery coming out next year.
Oh, how nice.
Wow.
That's
Yeah,
wonderful. Can you
about
give
that.
us a little hint on what that's about?
It's called One Death at a Time. It's two female detectives, an old lady and a young lady, and neither one of them are ladies, actually. It's an old woman and a young woman who are both kind of feisty and foul-mouthed and sparky. And yeah, one of them, they're both alcoholics, and one of them comes around to find a dead body in her swimming pool, and then it all sort of goes from there. But
Does it
yeah,
take place here in the United States?
it's in Los Angeles. Yeah,
Okay. Most of your books are based there, correct?
they're all based in Los Angeles. Yeah, different parts. The first five are all in Larchmont, which is the neighborhood I live in. This
Mm-hmm.
Krista is set in Santa Monica and Venice on the far side of the city by the ocean, and then this one is up in the Hollywood Hills,
Oh, okay.
all
Very
over, and
good.
all over town.
Beautiful. Are you going to be touring for this book?
A little bit, and I'm going to Palm Beach, and then I'm doing a lot of Zoom stuff and a lot of
Mm-hmm.
sort of like this kind of thing, like podcast interviews. It's really gotten a lot easier to do publicity for a book, because
Right.
you can do much over Zoom, so it's
Right.
great. I keep working and not get dressed, and
Not
it's
have to
great.
worry about packing and
Exactly, it's my ideal. I'm
right.
basically still in my pajamas.
That's good. It sounds like an ideal thing to do.
Yeah.
What
It is.
kind of authors do you like? What authors do you like to read and what books do you read? And
I'm
are
a
you able to read while you're writing? Does that
I
interest you?
cannot read my own genre while I'm writing,
Mm-hmm.
but I am a sort of golden age mystery fan. Like, that is my sweet spot. Agatha Christie, Patricia Wentworth, Dorothy Sayers, those kinds of Rex Stout, those writers. And I read those over and over and over and over again. Like, that's I've always got one or two of them going. And at the moment, I'm on a bit of a science fiction kick, actually, reading a lot of John Scalzi, who writes very funny science fiction. I've been enjoying him a lot. Corey, the guy who writes the Expanse series, I've been reading some of those as well. So yeah, I don't read sort of fictional romance or domestic fiction or whatever you want to call my genre while I'm writing, because I'm always worried that I'm going to steal something,
Right, I get
or just become incredibly depressed because everyone is so good.
that. Well,
But
so are you. There's no
well.
reason to get depressed. You are very good also. And Kirk, I'm going to read what Kirkus even said. Readers who find comfort in Waxman's likable nerds will enjoy smart and snarky Krista. Krista's mother and sisters add delightful color and humor as they make clear where Krista's personality originated. And Krista's second chance at romance with an old family friend feels natural and genuine and full of heat. Is
Yeah.
this the first time you wrote heat or you've written it
Yeah,
in?
this
I
is
thought
the
so.
yeah, this is the first time I have an actual sort of sex scene
That's what I
in.
thought. As I was reading it, I'm like, I don't remember this in the other books.
I was always like a fade to black kind of person,
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know. Yeah, I don't know, I just felt like it.
Okay.
Just.
It was well done, I have to say. It definitely was well done. And I
Thank you.
was surprised.
That's well, there you go. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it felt right. It felt natural to the characters. It felt natural to the kind of, there's a lot of chemistry between them, a lot of physical chemistry right from the get-go. And so it felt appropriate for, but I'm not going to turn into a kind of, honest
That's
ribbon
not gonna, that's
writer.
not the way you're headed.
I don't think that's the direction I want to go in. I think one good scene is enough. And
Okay.
now I'm going to write mysteries. So there will be no sex in those.
Okay. Yeah, like I said, I was surprised. And I'm like, wait a minute, I don't remember any of that.
I don't like
It was good. Are you blushing?
a little bit, a little bit.
None
Luckily, my kids don't read my books, so otherwise that
of
would be
them. Are
more
you
too far.
kidding? They don't read
No, they
books.
don't. I mean, they might, because they're like, it sounds just like you talking. Right?
Oh, okay.
You know, it's weird for them to well, at least my eldest daughter is like, I've tried, but it's weird because it just sounds so much like you talking that it doesn't, I can't lose myself in the book, right? I can't engage with
Maybe
it.
if she listened to the book and somebody else was reading it to her, she
Yeah,
might
maybe.
not be not hear your voice so much and hear the
I can suggest.
narrator's voice.
I don't really care. I mean, it's, if they don't want to, I understand. It's my mother was a writer too, so
You read her books?
I did, but not until I was an adult.
Oh,
So
okay. So maybe
she
in
was
a
a.
few years they'll pick up your books.
Yeah, exactly. Once I'm dead, they'll
Oh no,
look
don't
at the
say
wall and be
that.
like, "Oh, look at this, mom." But yes, it's, yes, it doesn't really matter to me if they read them. I don't. There's no obligation.
Okay. Do either one, any of them want to be authors? Do they, are they leaning in that direction at all?
I'm not sure. The youngest one is the only one who writes consistently, and so she might be the writer. She just because she does it, right? It's not so much that wanting to write that denotes a writer. It's someone who just has to write, you know, and just writes for pleasure. So she's the only one that does that. The oldest one is actually an illustrator, and she did the illustrations in the book. She
Oh,
did
how
the,
nice.
yeah, the little
Okay.
chapter
Oh,
heading illustrations.
I'm gonna
That's
have to
her.
take a look at them again then, knowing that your daughter did them. That's so nice. Did she do the cover?
No, the cover is someone that the publisher works with.
Okay.
But all of the internal illustrations are her.
Okay, very nice. That's
But that was
beautiful.
a fun, it was a fun thing
Oh
to do
yeah,
to
I
do.
see. At the head of every, at the beginning of every chapter, there's an animal
Exactly. And then that animal features somewhere in the
in
chapter,
the
like there'll be
chapter.
some kind of reference in the chapter to that particular
Right.
animal. So.
Okay, very nice. And I did, like I said, I listened and I read, and the narrator was really good also. So I
I'm glad.
highly recommend reading and listening to the book, whichever you prefer. But I
Indeed.
highly recommend, I really do. I really enjoyed it. It was really great.
Great, I'm so glad.
Yeah. So have you been, have you always wanted to be an author? Was that something that you always, I know you worked in advertising for a while, but were you
Yeah, I
writing all
obviously,
the time?
I was always writing, and it was just always what I knew I was going to do. And because also because I grew up with my mother writing, and so I thought that's what grown-ups did. You know, I thought that's what mothers did, is that they had kids and started writing books, and which is basically what I did. And I always wrote for a living, like I was an advertising copywriter in my career. Yeah, it's what I do. It's just what I do when left to my own devices. I'll start writing. You know, if you leave me alone in a room long enough with a pad and a pencil, I'll start writing something. So, I feel extremely fortunate to be able to get paid to do something that I happily did for many, many years for free. You know, it's really very fortunate. So I'm very grateful for it.
Wonderful. And thank you. I'm glad you do because I enjoy reading them immensely. So I appreciate.
Oh, well, you are very welcome. My pleasure.
Yeah. So, okay. I don't know what else. I think that's really it, unless you have
Okie dokie.
anything you'd like to
No.
tell us about your writing life.
No, my writing life is going pretty well. I'm just finishing up edits on the mystery. I'm very, very excited about the mysteries because that's the genre I most love, that I like to write myself the most.
Is that what
So,
your mother wrote?
yeah, that's what my mother wrote. Paula Gosling. She was a
Wait, what was your mother's, what's your mother's name?
Paula Gosling.
Okay.
And she wrote like 16 books,
Oh my gosh.
and she's pretty successful and enjoyed it. And that's what I grew up reading, you know, it was mysteries because that's what she had so many of. And yeah, so I'm very excited about that. That's I'm hoping that people like them and that I can carry on just writing mysteries forever, you know, with these continuing characters because it's going to be a series.
Oh, how nice. Do you have
So
a
I hope.
favorite mystery writer besides your mother, of course?
I would say Rex Stout, who wrote the Nero Wolfe mysteries. That's the one I come back to over and over and over again. But you know, Patricia Wentworth, the Miss Silver mysteries. I love those very much. Yeah, all of those classic Golden Age writers, Naya Marsh, Dorothy Sayers, like they're all wonderful, wonderful writers, and the mysteries are really interesting. I have discovered that mysteries are incredibly difficult, and that having, you know, basically prayed for this opportunity my whole life. Now that I have it, I'm like, oh my God, what was I thinking? Because it's really hard.
Right.
And
You have to, you really have to outline, right, for a
that you really
mystery.
have to outline, which I'm not. I'm much more of a pantser and I just make
Right.
it up as I go along. And so
Right.
that doesn't work with mysteries. So I'm having to really push myself hard. But that's good. I mean you gotta go into new things, right? Try new stuff all the time. Yeah, so I've been trying to get my publisher to let me write a mystery for about 5 years. So finally, mysteries are having a moment, you know, like they're back in fashion. And so I'm getting my chance, and I hope that people like them. The detectives are called Mason and Mann, and so the first one is out next year.
Okay, we look forward to it. Absolutely. And we'll talk to you again when you put out the
Yes.
mystery.
Yes,
Is
I
there
would
any
love to.
current mystery writers that you like? I mean, there's so many out there now.
There are so many. I've been really well. The Richard Osman, of course,
Okay.
is fantastic. And my books are somewhat similar to that in that they're funny. You know,
Okay,
they're
good.
not. They are not noir. They are not serious crime. They are, funny detective fiction.
Okay.
So that is the sort of the most similar sort
Okay.
of.
He has a new series coming out, I just read also. So
Oh, how exciting! That's great. Yeah, no, he's
yeah, he's very prolific. There's no doubt about that.
It's good.
Okay, so we look forward to that, and we'll talk to you next year when the book comes out.
That would be wonderful. I look forward to it.
Okay, so we're going to close this chapter of Turn the Page. Thank you, Abby, so much for speaking with us.
It's been my pleasure, as
And
always.
we'll
Thank
talk to you soon. Take
you.
care.
Okay.
It's time to close this chapter of Turn the Page. Join us for the next episode.